Good afternoon, Lee.
Big news dropping today regarding development in East Devonport. Give us the lowdown for those that are unaware.
This is not just a big development for the times that we're in. This is actually going over generations, the biggest port redevelopment in the state's history. So the government is supporting Tasports, which we own, with a $240 million redevelopment of Devonport East. It includes a total reconfiguration of the port so that we've got the roll-on, roll-off facilities for the new Spirits of Tasmania, which will be arriving from late 2023. And late 2024, but also better staging facilities for freight, for passengers, for Sea Road, obviously, who are currently in a build for their second enormous ship coming from Germany, but also visitor facilities, new commercial facilities, and a way in which we can actually run the port so it's efficient and actually also continue to deal with ship capacities increasing by about 40%. So this is not just great news for Devonport, but it is that. It's actually really important news for the whole of Tasmania.
It's a big opportunity and you have to take the bull by the horns here, because really with these developments, you've got one chance. So if you're dropping this much money, $240 million, you've really got to get it right, don't you?
It's massive, and it also is not just about the cash, it's about the jobs that will be generated during the construction phase of around 2,000, we estimate, direct and indirect. That'll have a massive impact on the local community in terms of business activity. You should see a lot more spending occurring here in the city of Devonport and in the northwest more generally. But it's really about the long term. Lee, I think it's really important that the facilities be developed that deal not just with today's challenges, but actually deal with and plan for anticipated growth so that this can be a very successful port long into the future. And we are talking 50 plus years. So I think there's a lot of planning that's been done over the last 2 years. The Port Master Plan released in 2018. For this to be achieved, we'll do it on time, and it's going to be very, very significant. It'll actually lock in Devonport as one of the preeminent ports on the eastern seaboard, particularly for a regional state like Tasmania.
Well, there are some interesting stats surrounding the amount of freight that comes in and out of Devonport alone, and that's huge at the moment, isn't it? That people probably aren't even aware that the majority of freight does come into Devonport.
It's the preeminent port for containers and obviously for our ferries, and you're seeing a massive growth. And the shipping community, which includes the state-owned TT line, which runs the Spirit of Tasmania vessels, we're investing in larger ships with a 30%+ increase in capacity for vehicles, for passengers, but also for freight. But also Sea Road are doubling down as well. They've recently placed a new order for an even bigger second vessel to do the Bass Strait run. And for your local listeners who are familiar with seeing the large white ship for Sea Road docked at Devonport East, that's the Lacoot. That's here on charter, and it's a sign of the sort of magnitude of ship that you'll be seeing into the future. So those private investments are important to us because they're our customers as a port business. That's why the Liberal government's been locking in behind Tasports and the board to make these investments, which, as I say, are going to lock in Devonport as a preeminent port for decades to come.
A lot of development happening on the city side of the Mersey. A lot of people in East Devonport, let's be honest, have been crying poor, saying, hey, what about us? This is it, isn't it?
It's the biggest port spend that we'll do in the state.
Yep.
It's massive. And what I love about what we're doing, when you consider that on the western side, what the city council and the local builders and the new hotel have been doing together with Tasrail on the western side, it's really bringing life and contemporary facilities and I think a real sense of livability for the city side. But here on the east side, vitally as well, that this is such a major investment that is actually going to be felt by local people, including those who live nearby. That new key link will include a large commercial facility, which simply doesn't exist right now. Together with a visitor terminal for the Spirits of Tasmania, you're actually going to see new job opportunities, which East Devonport, young people and older people will be uniquely positioned to come and apply for those jobs and get skills and training and employment in growing industries. So I think it's good, and I think it really brings Devonport together as a unified approach for investment and jobs.
And what about those arriving on the Spirit ferries? You know, will they be greeted by just a small welcome to Devonport sign, or is it's going to be worth it?
Well, what you've just described is definitely the past, and the future is going to be really a contemporary visitor arrivals hall with shops and facilities that are well-timed for arrivals. And we're a little bit ahead of the game on the other side of Bass Strait because our investments at Geelong are currently being built. And I think that when people start to see the sort of quality of the experience that visitors will have, they'll actually start to accept that this is a fun and an exciting way to travel, but with much better facilities, whether you're travelling by car with your family or whether you're a pedestrian walking onto the ship, the visitor experience will be so much better. Getting onto a brand new ship as well for Tasmania, the story couldn't be more positive.
Right. If you haven't seen the illustrations or the conceptual drawings, they are up at 7ad.com.au right now. Minister for Infrastructure and Transport, Michael Ferguson, thank you for dropping by today. Really appreciate it, and we look forward to this investment. When's the padlock going to go on the door? When will this all be done and dusted by?
Well, the very, very final stage is 2027, but we'll actually see a majority of the building works done in 24-25, certainly for the staging for the new vessels, and there's a lot more work to come.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for your time.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Lee.